Ireland's asylum chaos, senators call for anti-migrant crisis protests to be made illegal. By Peter Cattell on January 16, 2023. Political and media figures in Ireland are demanding that protesting the country's asylum crisis in front of migrant housing centres should be made illegal. Multiple bigwigs within Ireland's political and media class have called for ongoing anti-migrant crisis protests taking place in the country to be rendered illegal, reports have indicated. The call represents a desperate attempt to curtail public backlash against Ireland's asylum chaos. With local communities in a variety of areas across the Irish capital and beyond now frequently taking to the streets around migrant housing to protest large influxes of foreigners into their area, often without any consultation from officials. With Ireland's political class having so far failed to curtail the protests, there are growing calls to simply declare demonstrations near asylum centres illegal, seemingly in the hopes of crushing the anti-open borders movement. According to a report by GRIP Media, senators within the ruling Fianna Fáil party have announced that they will be pushing for an amendment to a bill already passing through Ireland's parliament to make it a crime for locals to protest outside of migrant housing. If anyone is unhappy with government policy, they can protest outside the Irish parliament, outside government departments or agencies, or outside elected representatives' offices. One senator from the party, Malcolm Byrne, remarked in a press release seen by Breitbart Europe. "We need the legislation to protect homes," he claimed. "That applies to the temporary homes of those seeking refuge as much as to elected representatives. A person is entitled to security and safety in the place that they call home." This call has since been backed by prominent Catholic priest Peter McVerry, who has called for safe zones to be set up around migrant centers banning protests. "There is legislation to ban anti-abortion activists protesting near abortion providers," the Irish Times reports McVerry as saying, without referencing the fact that abortion is grave sin according to the teachings of the church he is supposed to represent. "Maybe something like that could be introduced to stop these worrying protests right outside people's homes," he suggested. The priest is also reportedly said to have blamed the protests on anti-immigrant, right-wing parties, claiming, apparently without providing evidence, that he doesn't believe that the protests in at least one area are backed by locals. Allegations that protests against Ireland's migrant crisis, which has seen tens of thousands of people brought into the country of only 5 million people in 2022 alone, is being orchestrated by a shadowy far right has become a political meme in the country in recent days, with many politicians and government officials repeating the claim as backlash against the mass influx worsens. Even the country's most senior police official, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, has attacked the protests, accusing some involved of having a sinister agenda. "We are gathering information on individuals in the background who have a more sinister agenda and who wish to use this for their own motives," the police commissioner, who has historically had close links with Britain's MI5 Secret Service, is reported as saying. Harris is then reported as saying that the Irish police are investigating a number of these mysterious figures said to be attached to the protest, with the aim that they will step in should it actually look like one will break Irish criminal law. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.